Blog Talk Radio.
In the hood. How you doing? Hope everybody's doing good out there. I apologize for not being on the air the last two nights, but I have had, I won't say it was a true migraine, but I will totally say that the last 2 days I have had a headache from Beelzebub, I guess the cool word to use. And I think I figured out about 4 o'clock this morning what it was. Bless you. I think it's been the fact that I have not had a Dr. Pepper since Monday. And going through those caffeine withdrawals and note to the Midians, make sure we keep Dr. Peppers in the fridge. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. So anyway, hope everybody's having a great weekend. I know we are doing good. We are just having a blast. The weekend is here, and it's going to be a fun weekend. And I've actually got a pretty busy Saturday. Farmington High School in Farmington, Arkansas, every year they have a joint softball tournament with Fayetteville High School over in Fayetteville, which is right next door to Farmington, in case you're not familiar with Northwest Arkansas. And so, I know there was 1 year ago, Farmington, they lost their first game on the first night, and so they had to come back on Saturday, and they won 5 or 6, maybe even more, softball games to come back and win this tournament. I mean, and there's some great teams. You got Farmington, actually, you got Fayetteville, Fort Bliss Southside, Rogers, I believe Harbor, some of the really great high school softball teams in Northwest Arkansas. It's grown to be a pretty prestigious tournament. And so tomorrow afternoon, Farmington called me and said, "Hey, Greg, would you like to come announce one of our games?" So I'm not sure who the matchup's going to be, but I know it's the 1 o'clock matchup, so if you want to see some great softball, come on out to Farmington High School. They got the outstanding, they probably got one of the best, I'm going to go out and say, of all the schools in Northwest Arkansas, Farmington, in my opinion, has one of the best high school softball fields, and that's talking all classifications, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A. I mean, it's really nice. They got the brand-new baseball field for the Farmington High School baseball team. And matter of fact, it was just recently announced yesterday or today that Farmington baseball will be holding either the district or regional tournaments at the end of baseball season. So a big round of applause for Farmington with their new baseball field. They've been working on that a long time, and they really got an outstanding facility over there. Tomorrow night, it's spring football in Northwest Arkansas, and I'm excited about this. The Northwest Arkansas battle, they start their 2013 season, and you've heard me mention it last week and shows in the past. Starting out the season with a big one, the 2013 Ozark Bowl. And they're going to be taking on the Oklahoma Warriors, who was the Oklahoma Football League defending champions. And so a lot of pride, a lot of glory, pretty much some bragging rights, because I know there's a lot of players that have previously played on teams here in Northwest Arkansas that have kind of migrated over to Oklahoma. I don't know why, but they've migrated over to Oklahoma. So this tournament is not just for a championship ring. They've had a beautiful championship ring design for the winner. But this is for bragging rights, because I know a lot of those NWA battle players, they want to look at some of these players that previously played for teams here in Northwest Arkansas, but now they're in Oklahoma, and they just really want to stick it to them and say, go play for Oklahoma now. So I'm excited. The NWA battle president, James Burkhart, he called me up. He says, "Mr. Greg, we heard you were the 2012 Uncivil War MMA Ring Announcer of the Year, and we would love to have you come do the PA announcing for this football game." So naturally, I couldn't turn it down. So I'm going to be over there. Yes, I got the plaque right here in front of me. In case you hadn't seen my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel on Yahoo.com, this past Saturday night in Springfield, Missouri, was Uncivil War 11 Friction. And at the after fight party, I was presented, as I said, with the Uncivil War Mixed Martial Arts 2012 Ring Announcer of the Year Award. And, as always, I just want to say a big thank you to Eric and all the staff with Uncivil War MMA for presenting me with these plaques. I know they used some great announcers last year, myself, Dave Davis. There was one or two more that they had announcing their event. And I mean, these guys are no slouch. I was presented with the 2012 Ring Announcer of the Year. So this is going up on the Wall of Fame. I just want to say thank you to Eric and everybody up at Uncivil War for presenting me with that plaque. I'm very proud. I mean, my heart just swells up when I get to talking about it. Don't forget, got a lot of UFC is this weekend, and a lot of great stuff going on there. I know there's some independent wrestling shows going on in the area. How about this? And a basketball shocker, the SEC tournament's going on this weekend. Arkansas got put out last night. Well, Vanderbilt turns right back around and knocks out the Kentucky Wildcats. So, hey, wow. I'm just like, wow. I mean, I knew Vanderbilt had a decent team, but, you can turn around and beat the defending, I believe they're the defending NCAA champion. So that's going to be interesting to see how that affects. They'll be back. I mean, Kentucky, they'll be in the tournament. I don't see them winning it. Right now, it's pretty wide open on who may win that. But let's quickly go over some MMA stuff. Once again, this weekend, they had the weigh-ins tonight. UFC 158, Georgia St. Pierre versus Nick Diaz. And Nick Diaz is really getting in Georgia St. Pierre's head. That is for the UFC welterweight championship. And, that's going to be a heck of a fight. I just don't know what to say about that, but that's going to be a heck of a fight. That's really all there is to talk about. UFC is one. Let's run down the card real quick. Let me pull the card up real quick, and we'll run it down if they got the full card. We don't even have the full card here. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. Get it on pay-per-view. It's going to be a good show. WrestleMania is 3 weeks away, being headlined by The Rock and John Cena for the WWE Championship. And then you got Jack, Granny Hulkster's favorite boyfriend, Swagger, going up against Alberto Del Rio for the World Heavyweight title. And then the match just added a two matches. It's pretty much going to go down. Undertaker versus CM Punk. And then you got Triple H coming back against Brock Lesnar, former UFC heavyweight champion. And here's the only part that scares me about this match is that Brock Lesnar gets to name the stipulations. I had my recommendation. My recommendation, and I haven't seen this match take place, well, ever since WCW closed down almost 10 years ago, to Triple Cage Tower of Doom. I mean, the stipulations of that match is you got three cages stacked on top of each other. The first wrestler to get to the top of the cage and then get back down to the bottom of the cage, he has to ring a bell or something once they get to the top of the cage. Once they get to the top of the cage, they got to get back down to the floor uninterrupted. And so I personally think that should be the stipulation, because I don't think Brock Lesnar stands a snowball's chance in hell. Pardon my language, but it is what it is. So anyway, a lot of great stuff. The springtime is here. The weather is beautiful. I think it was almost up in the 70s today. I mean, I know it was hot enough. Excuse me. I mean, it was warm out there. I had the air conditioner on. That's how warm it was. So anyway, a lot of great stuff. Speaking of Jack Swagger's favorite girlfriend, hello, Granny Hulkster. How are you?
I'm good, Greg, but I got to correct you on something. Jack Swagger is not my boyfriend, and he is not my favorite wrestler. I am not a Jack Swagger fan. By the way, don't let this man fool you. Granny Hulkster absolutely hates Jack Swagger and his manager. I do not like them at all. Period. I don't. I know they say they're for the people. Well, I'm sorry. I just am not a big Jack Swagger fan. But I do want to talk about some big independent shows coming up this weekend, Greg, and next week also. Okay. First of all, tomorrow night, Lincoln, Arkansas. Arkansas Pro Wrestling is back at the Lincoln National Guard Armory fans. Admission $6. Children 6 and under are free. 7 p.m. bell time. Got a bunch of huge matches. Let me run this down for you really quick. This is going to be the main event. This is going to be the number one contender match. Whoever wins this match will face the Kingpin Angel for the Arkansas Pro Wrestling Heavyweight title. That match, fans, is going to be the Mangler versus Gary Graham. Space Cowboy Jason Jones versus Slug. Rolling Thunder versus Outlaw Brian Black. Max McGurk versus Mitch Baker. Darlin Dustin Heritage versus Canadian Red Devil. I believe Superstar Steve is supposed to be in attendance against the mercenary Jason Jones. Not the same Jason Jones, Space Cowboy Jason Jones fans. Totally two different Jason Jones. So please come out and support this show in Lincoln. Also, next Saturday on March 23rd, got a couple shows going on. First of all, UWE in Tahlequah, Oklahoma at the community building. Doors open at 6. Does not say what time the show, maybe 6:30 or so. I don't know. $5 admission, 5 and under are free. This is going to big, huge lineup for UWE fans. UWE in Muskogee last week had Slamfest 2. Well, we have a new UWE champion, Mercenary Beat Anarchy, and that is going to be up for the title again, folks. Mercenary is going to be facing Anarchy with Zach Sinister for the heavyweight for the UWE championship. There's going to be a tag team grudge match, John Cross and Brandon Walker versus Tim Rockwell and Brett Taylor. From what I understand, fans, this match between Cross and Rockwell was just a drug-out brawl. I mean, there was no winner determined. I do know that Brandon Walker did put Brett Taylor in his place. Thank goodness for that. U.S. champion... Justin Dynamic with Stevie he has a new manager. He kind of reminds me, from what I understand, he's kind of like the Mouse of the South, Jimmy Hart. You know, he runs around with a megaphone. He looks like a wannabe Jimmy Hart, from what I understand. One-on-one match, Akuma Jones versus Satchel Reigns. Tornado Rules match, American Maid and Magnum XL versus Rolling Thunder and Malice. It's going to be six-man tag team action fans. There's going to be a celebration for the new UWE champion, Mercenary. Tag team champion match, rematch. Last week, Ecstatic Knight, Keith Knight and Ecstatic did lose the belt to Mr. Nasty and Ace Archuleta, Nasty Swag, as they go by. They are defending those belts again, so hopefully Ecstatic Knights will retain those belts or get those belts back. Big Smooth, Kid Crazy, Casey Wolves, Kyle Everlast, Clint Cassidy, Blue Thunder, and many more fans. And, you know, anything you want to know about UWE, you can look them up on Facebook. You can go to their website, uwe09.com. If you like their United Wrestling Entertainment page on Facebook, they have a fan page that you can go to. You click on like, and you can keep up with all the action for UWE. Also taking place the same night in Chewy, Oklahoma. This is the Chewy Shootout. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7. It's going to be a tag team tournament. There's going to be taking place also to crown a, they're going to have a battle royal to crown the first heavyweight champion for Native American Wrestling. Running Wolf, Crash Davis, Pretty in Pink, Triple R, VIP Josh LaRue, Dennis the Menace Mitchell, Iron Man J.R. Orland, Johnny USA, Hurricane Ross, or I like to call him Hurricane Raindrop Ross. Big show that night in Chewy, Oklahoma. Fans of the Chewy community, believe me, you don't want to miss that either, fans.
Well, all right, Granny Hulser, man, you wore me out just listening.
Well, I try to stay up on top of these things, Greg, you know. I mean, well, I have to stay up on top of these things.
Oh, and that's why I count on you, Granny Hulser, because you keep us on track on going, what's going on the local wrestling scene, and I definitely appreciate that. And obviously your leg's going to get better soon, so you can be getting back out there, getting in their faces, as you are so good at doing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I did have my follow-up today with the nurse. Everything is looking fairly well. They said that it was a good thing I did have the meniscus tear taken care of, because it was actually larger than what it showed on the image on the MRI. And the doctor said if I hadn't had the surgery, it would have caused me a lot of problems. So I go back April 9th to meet with my doctor again to see about what the therapy's going to look like, or if they're going to have me just do the therapy at home. You know, I'll know more back again April 9th. But I am starting to get fully get around again. You know, it's a little difficult times, but, you know, I appreciate all the fans' support, the calls, the emails, the messages, the prayers, because without my family and my friends and all my fans out there, I tell you, it would be really difficult for me to face what I've been going through right now.
Well, Granny Hulser, you know you are always in our thoughts and in our prayers, and I look forward to seeing you at a wrestling show real soon. I know I'm going to be making some appearances with the Greg Squirrel Show, being there, and probably, you know, doing some stuff with the Greg Squirrel Show. So I definitely look forward to seeing you down the road. And once again, as always, I appreciate you calling in.
You're very welcome. Anytime, sir. Glad to do it.
All right, Granny Hulser. Appreciate you.
Okay. Good night, fans. Good night, everybody.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Granny Hulser on the dime, as always. And, you know, she just, Granny's a good girl. I mean, I've known Granny Hulser, going on almost 10 years now. And, I mean, she gets loud and rowdy with the best of them, but she's also as sweet as they come. So, as always, I'll always look forward to having Granny Hulser on the show. Cherokee Entertainment phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If you want to call in tonight, something on your mind, something you want to talk about, we'll be glad to do it. 347-326-9073. We got the email up and running. GregSquirrelShow@yahoo.com. If you had a comment on something you hear us talking about, you are more than happy to do that. And, you know, we got the chat room up and running. I want to talk about some MMA events that I'm going to be involved with. So, naturally, I'd like to pimp some of these shows. Coming up, April or March 30th, over in Jonesboro, Arkansas, at the NEA Fairgrounds, Aries Fighting Championship is going to be holding an event over there. They gave me a call, said, "Hey, Greg, we would love for you to come over and announce our event." So I am tickled pink about, you know, stepping over to Jonesboro, Arkansas, and, you know, doing what I do for this event. In case you don't know where the fairgrounds are, they're 7001 East Johnson. That's there in Jonesboro. The doors open at 6. Fights start at 7. General admission is $20. Floor seating on the floor is $30. And then you got your VIP seating for $60. And so you can find out more about them by going on Facebook, typing in Aries Fighting Championship, A-R-E-S. Fighting Championship, and I believe there's some posters on there. There's going to be some lady fights going on. And so I'm just excited, as always, about being a part of this event. Once again, Springfield, Missouri was this past weekend with Uncivil War MMA, and it was just an exciting event. Standing room only, ladies and gentlemen. That place was standing room only. And that's the first standing room only event I've ever had the honor of being part of. And so I want to say big congratulations to Eric and the folks up there. Outstanding show. They got their next event coming up, and it's going to be called Heroes. See if they got the fight poster. I know they put a little blooper out on it. Let me see here. I got a little thing I can look up here where I can find that event. Here it is, right here. UFC 12, and it's going to be called Heroes. And the reason they're calling it Heroes is because they're going to be having a fight card filled with military service members and veterans, at least. At least one of the fighters in every fight is either going to be retired military or current military service members. They're going to be raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project. They're also going to be giving away cage side seats to Purple Heart recipients from Desert Storm and the Iraqi War and Afghanistan, 91 to present. And so, you know, I just really invite, it's Uncivil War 12, and you can look that up on Facebook, Uncivil War MMA, and it's going to be a great event. Proceeds going to a great cause, being the Wounded Warrior Project. As always, you know, being a veteran myself, I'm looking forward to being a part of this event. So, let's see, I thought we had the date here. I was thinking I had the date here. Matter of fact, I do have the date. Let me look at my files right here. April 26th, I believe, is the date. Let me pull up one more here. April 27th is going to be that date, April 27th, and they're still checking on a venue because they don't want to have to turn people away, so they're possibly looking at a larger venue for this event because, like I say, I know at one point we were halfway through the show, and there was still over 100 people outside still trying to get in. So, anyway, we got that big event. Keep your eye out on Facebook, Uncivil War MMA, or you can keep looking up the Greg Squirrel, my personal Facebook page, and I'll always be posting stuff. So we got that big show coming up. April 6th, striking Muay Thai kickboxing is going to be making their debut at Muskogee, Oklahoma, at the Muskogee Civic Center. And, oh, man, this is turning out to be an awesome card. Let's see, let me get the ticket prices for you. Tickets are $20 general admission, $30 ringside, and you can get those tickets at the Muskogee Civic Center, or you can go to strikingfights.com, and you can get your tickets all there. But I mean, we got some young kids going to be fighting on the show, because that's allowed in Muay Thai and kickboxing. So we're going to have some young kids. We're going to have some teenagers fighting on the show. Then, of course, we're going to have some adults. Got girls fighting on the show. So if you want to see some great Muay Thai and kickboxing, and this will be in the traditional ring. This will not be in a cage, but this will be in the traditional ring. So, you know, I definitely invite everybody to be a part of this show. Once again, that is April 6th at Muskogee, Oklahoma, Striking MMA. And so then after that show, I'm going to be traveling back to Joplin, Missouri for High Foot Combat Sports. And Mr. Armel Bettinelli and that crew up there, Gladiatrix Rising, is going to be the name of that show. And it's an all-female show. And I know Armel, he is working his butt off. He's already started announcing some of the fights. So, once again, that's going to be, I believe, that is May 18th, Mexico, Missouri, Presser Hall. If you don't know where that's at, that's right there in Mexico, Missouri. And, I mean, some of the fights that we're going to have, Brittany, I hope I'm pronouncing her name there. I'll hear it at the show if I don't. Brittany Figner is going to be fighting against Tana Zakiri. And this is going to be kind of a grudge match, Missouri against Kansas. So that's going to be an exciting fight to take hold of. I've never seen any of these. I've not seen these two ladies fight. So, you know, I'm always looking forward to seeing new people battling it out, you know. They've signed the rematch for the High Foot Combat 125-pound championship. Mary Rouse is going to be challenging Bobby Bedard, and once again, that's a rematch from the last High Foot Combat Sports event, and that's, once again, that rematch is for the 105-pound title. So, I mean, Presser Hall, Mexico, Missouri, May 18th, and it's an all-female show. Every fight is going to be a women's fight. It's going to be an internet feed, so if you can't make it to the show, which, I mean, it's cool being able to watch a show on the internet. I've got nephews that are professional, fought in New Vegas, and I wasn't actually able to go to the shows, but because of the internet feeds, I was still able to go to the fights, and that's all good and well, but there is nothing like watching the fights in person, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're not doing anything for anything that I've announced, get you to show in person. I mean, you just cannot beat the atmosphere, the music, the lights, the fog machine when the fighters are coming out. I mean, exciting. So, you know, that's some of the fights. If you're listening to the show tonight and you're a promoter and you're needing a ring announcer for your event, I would be more than happy to talk to you. All you can do is hit me up on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, and, you know, we can go over the details, so, you know, and book early, because I'm already starting to book events in the next year. So, that, you know, don't, please do not hesitate. So, that's all we're going to say about that. But, you know, it's just a great time to be living in America. What the heck is that? That is a little 9mm painted up like a John Deere tractor. All right, well, that's for the true diehard John Deere fans. This thing is John Deere green with the yellow, and on the grip, it has the little John Deere logo. That's about the persnickiest thing ever. Is persnickiest a word, Midian? Is persnickiest a word? Well, it is now because I just made it a word. Persnickiest is a word. And persnickiest is now a word. So there you go. Oh, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Once again, I want to say thank you to everybody, the thoughts and prayers. You know, the two nights wasn't able to do the show because due to illness, and I just want to thank everybody for sending me the thoughts and prayers, getting well soon. I feel 10 times better tonight now that I got some caffeine back in my system. Woo, boy. I thought, you know, they make those smoking patches for people that's trying to quit smoking. I think they need to make caffeine patches or something. So that way you can, that way when you're not getting your Dr. Pepper fill or Coke fill or whatever your drink of preference is, you can have your little patch on and it kind of gives you some little caffeine. So you don't be having them killer caffeine, what's the part I'm looking for?
Withdrawals,
yeah, that's right. I mean, it's crazy stuff. So, wow. Oh, so what's going on out there, America? I pretty much talked about all I wanted to talk about. I mean, there really wasn't much on the sports page. Let me go back and we'll kind of look around one more time on the sports pages and see if I could see anything that just really deserves our attention. Excuse me. Kobe Bryant's got a hurt ankle. He tried to play tonight but left early. Minnesota Vikings assigned wide receiver Greg Jennings. Arizona Cardinals have released quarterback Kevin Cole. I thought he was their star child go-to boy. What's up with that? Let's see, anything else on here? Nothing on that page. Let's go over here and see what's going on. A lot of big releases and trades and stuff in the NFL. I'm just kind of running down everything, seeing if there's just really... Chicago Bears, they still have to come to an agreement with Brian Urlacher. Rumor going around is that Philadelphia has expressed interest in Urlacher. Unless it's just a really sweet deal, if Chicago does not re-sign, I see Urlacher retiring. I mean, yeah, I know I mentioned the last show we were on that I would love to see him play for Dallas. Cowboys have expressed an interest in him, and now Philadelphia has expressed an interest in him. But just to be quite honest, I just don't see him leaving Chicago. If they can't work out a deal, I see Urlacher retiring. I mean, there's really not much else for him to accomplish. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. In basketball news, and the Knicks have signed Kenyon Martin for the remainder of the season. Spurs beat the Mavericks. So that was last night. Dallas is beating Cleveland tonight. That game is still in progress. Dallas has a 10-point lead with 7:08 in the fourth quarter. Once again, coming to the end of the season, they're just around the corner, kind of starting to make their moves for the playoffs. I'd love to see New Orleans make the playoffs just so they can get one more championship under the Hornets moniker before they switch over and become the Pelicans. And that's real intimidating. Here y'all play this weekend. Oh, we're playing the Pelicans. Please. Does that scare you? Does that intimidate you? Does not intimidate me. We got about 20 minutes left on the show. If anybody wants to call in, 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. We'll talk about anything. I may not have the right answer, but I'll give you my opinion. May not be right, but hey. So, let's Tyler Wilson had an outstanding pro day. Tyler Wilson from Arkansas. He's trying to get his stock up in the draft, and had a real good pro day. Coach Bulema, first year head coach at Arkansas. They started their spring practice. They just wrapped up their first week. And Coach Bielema says after the first week, no doubt about on offense, the key is who's going to be our trigger puller. So you got Brandon Mitchell, Brandon Allen last season. You never know who's going to step up. You know, we may have a sophomore freshman step forward. And I would not be surprised to see him go back to Brandon Mitchell. Brandon Mitchell started out as a quarterback at Arkansas, wasn't getting much playing time, and with Tyler Wilson on the scene, B. Mitch said, well, you know, I'll jump over and play wide receiver. And so now that they're gone, Brandon Mitchell has said, you know, I would like to come back and play quarterback. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the core. I'm rooting for all of them because I'm a diehard Hog fan. Win, lose, or tie, I'm an optimist. I guess is the best word to use. Every time Arkansas takes on the field, I think we're going to win. Yes, I'm disappointed when we do lose, but, you know, every time we step on the field, I think we're going to win. You know, call me stupid, that's fine, but I'm a true Hog fan. So if you don't like it, you can bite me. All right. Let's see, looking over some basketball news. Wisconsin beats Michigan in the Big 12 tournament. Look like Indiana beat Illinois. St. Louis beat Charlotte. Miami, Florida beat Boston College in their tournament. Florida beat LSU, that doesn't surprise me. Wisconsin beat Michigan in their tournament. Memphis beat Tulsa. Ohio State beat Nebraska. VCU beat St. Joseph's. You know, pretty much everybody that was expected to win outside of Kentucky. Yes, Kentucky got beat. So that's all we're going to say about that was. NASCAR, where are the left turners this weekend? Ah, Bristol Motor Speedway. Looks like Kyle Busch has the poll. So, Food City 500 for Sunday. Oh, don't forget, Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, so one of the days out of the year you're permitted to not brush your teeth and eat a bunch of guacamole the night before. I thought I'm good. Midians are over there going, oh, hell. But anyway, where did that tradition start anyway? Where did that tradition start about wearing green? I know it's probably an Irish thing, because isn't St. Patrick Irish? Aye. Always have to be Lucky Charms. So, Golf Service Tampa Bay Championship presented by Everbank Sean Stefani. Who the hell is he? Never even heard of this guy. But with no Tiger in the with no Tiger lurking around, that gives some of these no-names a chance to get up and do something. Anyway. Uh-oh, there's a John Daly sighting. Look out. Let's look at some pictures, see what John Daly wore today. That can be a scary thought on its own. Because, you know, John Daly, proudly sponsored by Loudmouth Golf. Some of the pants I like as shorts. I know me and the Midians were sitting around one day looking at some of John Daly's golf outfits. I've only seen one pair of pants that he's wore that I would actually consider getting as a pair of pants. Everything else, I would stick to the shorts. They kind of look like something that somebody in the Hamptons would wear, kind of a pink and green and yellow pinstripe-looking type pants. I would say it looks like something somebody that in the Hamptons, you know, get them a little purple pink shirt to put, or a light blue, or, I mean, I've never been to the Hamptons, so I don't know what the people out there wear. I don't think any of the Midians have been to the Hamptons. They're all sitting there shaking their head, and nope, too much. After they saw Jaws, they decided to stay away from the Hamptons. Okay, that's cool. The Midians are shaking their head. What? All right, you're lucky. There's no John Daly picture, so I can't tell you what he wore today. But I'm sure it was atrocious. Is that a word? That's a word. Midian's got their thesaurus out, word checking me now. What do you say? Gotta love the Midians. They're smelly sometimes. One Midian has a bubble butt, but you know, hey, we don't talk about that one. Midians just threw something at me. What was that? Oh, you think you're part Israeli or something? You throw a shoe at me? Okay, I see how you are. So anyway, it's going to be a great weekend. Maybe I'll finally get over these cold and flu stuff. I'm tired of being sick, boys and girls. I don't know about how you feel, but I'm tired of being sick. Let's see, maybe this picture will show me what John Daly wore today. No. You know, golf's pretty much a fashion show anymore. It reminds me of a joke I heard a long time ago, but I'm not sure if I should bring it up. Maybe you're thinking of it. No. Uh-oh, wait a minute. It had something to do with a light blue shirt. Not pictures of the pants, but it was a blue shirt, so that could leave it open for anything. Wonder if Gruden's caddying for him this weekend, since he's down in Tampa Bay. John Daly, John Gruden are big buddies. I think John Daly was trying to get Gruden to come coach for us. But apparently that didn't work out, you think? Oh, I think he's wearing that blue shirt. I think he's wearing some purple pants. I would not swear on it, but I've kind of been looking for some of his past outfits. Oof. Some of these outfits remind me of some of the carpet you see in apartments back in the 70s. So once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. We got about 14 minutes left on the show. Checking the email, seeing if there's anything in on there. Got my new iPhone this week. I've been having fun playing with that. Let's see here. I'm just kind of running down the board, seeing if I can see anything to talk about. Phone lines are open. So, nobody's calling in talking to me tonight, darn you. Let's see here. Who can I call up? Let's call up somebody. No, don't get off that screen. Also going to be some MMA events coming up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hopefully we're going to get some of the fighters that are going to be appearing on that show calling in, passing on some knowledge about those events. I still want them pink and yellow pants I saw John Daly wear. All right, I want to take a vote. Who out there could see me in pink and yellow pants? The comedians are all shaking their head no. Oh, come on. How about shorts? Okay, I got yes on the shorts, no on the pants. Fine. I guess I'll just keep, when I play golf, I'll just keep wearing my old fart look. Oh, here's something I wanted to pass on. Clay Guida has suffered an undisclosed injury that's going to force him off UFC on Fox 7 fight card. So he was scheduled to fight Chad Mendez. So they're going to be looking for a new appointment. I was going to say appointment. They're going to say find a new opponent for him. All right. Well, we got about 10 minutes left on the show. We're going to go ahead and cut it off for tonight. I hope everybody has had a great week. Don't forget, Farmington softball tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Northwest Arkansas battle football at the old Lincoln High School football field. I want to make sure I make that clear. That's at the, if in case you're thinking about coming. It's at the old Lincoln High School field. They've turned that over to the city, and so that's actually, they're letting us call it Battlefield now. So that's going to be the new home for the NWA battle. So hope everybody can make it out there. It's going to be a great time. Going to see some good minor league professional football. We will be back on the air Monday night at 9 o'clock. So, once again, everybody have a safe weekend. Soak up some beautiful weather outside. And we will see you next week right here on the Greg Squirrel Show.